Well, tonight we are going to continue looking at some passages of Scripture. Tonight is one passage. We've been doing this for, I guess this is the seventh or eighth. I've lost count. I've got a couple more to go. But we're going to look at one tonight from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We're going to read verse 13 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13 to verse 18. As you're finding that, I think I've shared this with you. If I haven't, I'm going to now. You know, a lot of these passages that we've been looking at in a better context, I know probably some of you maybe have never considered the way these passages are interpreted as we've looked at them. I don't know. I will tell you this as a way of confession. Until I understood more about hermeneutics, that is, how to interpret Scripture, and I began doing it more consistently and learning it over the years, how to look for things better. A lot of these positions that I've stood up and said, that's not right, I used to hold them. So a lot of the things I'm sharing with you, I used to hold some of these very views that now I'm saying that just was never the right view. Again, when we go to the meaning of the text, there's one meaning. Okay? Only one meaning. Many applications. Our challenge is to find the right meaning for the way it was originally intended for the original readers. And we try to employ good interpretive skills to do that. Because if we don't, just like we saw this morning, if we take passages out of context and we promote a view that is not right, we can come up with all sorts of teachings that are absolutely contrary to what the Bible really teaches. And we looked at that a little bit this morning. Tonight we're going to look at one that we've actually looked at before. I know it's not always the most enjoyable context, because this passage does speak to grieving. It is talking about how we grieve. It is talking about why we should look differently than the rest of the world. But right along with that is the reason why. So we're going to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, begin reading at verse 13. And if you would stand with me as we read God's holy word together. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and begin reading with me at verse 13. The Word of God says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command." Some translations say with a shout. "With the voice of an archangel and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words." Let's pray again together. Father, as we take this time now to look at your written word, I pray that we would have minds that are teachable, that we would have eyes that long to see truth clearly, that we would want to hear what your word says and to understand what it means and to apply it properly. May we not be captive to traditions. May we simply listen to what your word says, and may we be changed to look more like Jesus. And may our hope and encouragement be strengthened tonight as we consider the glorious promise in this text. We ask that everything that is said and done, the way we think, would all be pleasing in your sight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. You know, if there were one topic among professing Christians that has been the buzzword for probably the last 30 to 50 years, it would be the study or the topic of eschatology. Now, eschatology is a subtopic of systematics, and eschatology is literally the study of last things. We often refer to it as the end times. I know back in the late 80s and the early 90s, I was consumed with studying about the end times.